The proposed ban on discrimination based on sexual orientation once again drew hundreds to the Anchorage Assembly and a second night of public testimony, KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
For the most part, the themes of the speakers duplicated last week's testimony. So did the emotional level. Like many speaking against the ordinance, Timothy Davies, pastor of South Anchorage's Chapel by the Sea, balked at the idea of putting sexual orientation on the same level as religion when it comes to anti-discrimination protection.
Sexual preference can never compare with a religion as an essential to our survival as a civilization.
Others opposing the expansion of anti-discrimination protection argued sexual orientation was purely a matter of personal choice, not biology. Several of those backing the proposed amendment said science has shown it is biology. Elizabeth Brandt said even if it would be choice, that's not a reason to exclude sexual orientation.
If a homosexual should be denied their basic rights and protection against discrimination because we are not born gay, then religion must also be a choice, since humans are also not born with a certain religion.
The Anchorage Municipal Charter currently bans discrimination based on race, color, gender, national origin, age, physical or mental disability, religion, and marital status. There are currently three versions of the proposed ordinance before the Assembly. One version would exempt owner-occupied fourplexes and smaller units from having to rent to gay or lesbian tenants, as well as exempt the employment protection in home-based businesses. It would also continue the church's right to reject membership or employment to anyone whose sexual orientation conflicts with their beliefs. Business owner Jeremy Reynolds disputed sexual orientation discrimination existed in most Anchorage workplaces.
Do I have gays and lesbians working for me? You betcha. Yes. I'm proud to say I'm a business that has one of the most diverse employees in the community. I treat all employees with respect and have a true open-door policy.
Reynolds says he fears lawsuits by rejected gays or lesbian job seekers. He was asked how that differed from an African-American applicant. Reynolds said he believed there was a gay agenda that called for unsuccessful applicants to sue employers. Chris Gergich, a young professional, offered his perspective of Anchorage workplaces.
I'm here today to speak on behalf of those who can't speak for themselves because of the risk or the perceived risk that they may lose their jobs the next day. Tonight, I am risking my job to speak to you. I'm not out at work because of the fear of the negative retaliation. I cannot bring my loved ones to my work events or invite them to my home.
Not all the clergy have been against the ordinance. Bishop Michael Keyes of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America said while he wasn't speaking for all Lutheran churches in Anchorage,
I do represent the views and the social statements of the ELCA over the last, since 1970, when we began issues saying that the protection of gay and lesbian people is essential to a civil society and the rights of that society.
Waiting in line to enter the chambers, Reverend Glenn Clary, one of the pastors at the Anchorage Baptist Temple, said there was no way his church would accept the ordinance.
If you'll go get the mayor to withdraw this, it might bring people to the table to talk about it. But to jam this thing down our throat in the way he is doing it is unfair to the voters of the city of Anchorage.
Today's public hearing is set to run from 4 until 10 o'clock tonight. As of last night, about 195 had spoken from a sign-up list of just under 540, and Chair Debbie Osiander has said she will not limit the number who can testify. The Baptist Temple is taking full advantage of that opportunity. In an email sent yesterday to his congregation, Pastor Jerry Prevost, the leader of the church, canceled this evening's services so his congregation can, quote, overwhelm them again Wednesday night, and to fight an ordinance he described as, quote, diseased and deviant homosexuals trying to force us to approve their lifestyle instead of just accepting them, end quote. A possible fourth assembly public hearing could occur on Monday. This is Len Anderson.